The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the X Zone. I am Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And for all of you who are listening for the first time tonight, they're probably saying, all right, now where is Hamilton? Well, Hamilton, if you take a look at the map of Canada or you Google it, is right on Lake Ontario between Toronto and Niagara Falls, Ontario, which is the twin city of Niagara Falls, New York. We're that close. And that's exactly where we are. And we're coming to you around the world on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, the Good News Radio Network, Canadian News Network, CNN, and multiple radio stations and satellite providers around the world. This is our 23rd year of doing this show. 5 nights a week, 4 guests a night. I've got the best job in the world. It's because I've got this job that I had the opportunity of speaking to great people, just like my guest this hour, Dr. Elaine Ferguson. She's an Ivy League educated physician. She is a graduate of Brown University and Duke University School of Medicine. She is the author of several books, including the best-selling Super Healing, Engaging Your Mind, Body, and Spirit to Create Optimal Health and Well-Being. Joining me now from, oh, not that far away from the home of Orville Redenbacher, the guy who makes the best darn popcorn in the world, is Dr. Elaine Ferguson. And Doctor, welcome to the X-Zone.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for having me.
It's great having you with us, Doctor. Tell us a little bit about your book, Super Healing.
Well, Super Healing is the name that a concept that came to me a couple years ago, and it captured the essence of the message that I like to share with my patients, which is the essence of the book. Basically, we have a fantastic and amazing body, and when it is in alignment and harmony with our thoughts, feelings, and emotions in terms of our mind and our spiritual side, it has the capacity to express vibrant health and well-being, optimal functioning, and it's something that is not unusual. It is our normal state of being, but most of us don't think of our bodies in that sense. We think of what's not working, what's wrong, but when we give it what it needs, it will function optimally.
Yeah, you know what has always amazed me, Doctor, is that people take better care of their cars than they do their bodies. You know, because everybody has that little sticker on the front windshield that says, all right, at such an odometer reading, you have to get your oil done. Or now the smart cars kind of slap you in the face and say, hey, bimbo, take me to the garage because we need to get the oil changed. We need to get this checked. We need to get that checked. And yet when it comes to their own personal health, it must be very frustrating for you as a physician to try and do your best when people really don't care. Well, that's the way I see it anyway, but are times changing?
I think times are changing. I do agree with you wholeheartedly. And part of the problem is that people, and I talk about this in the book, we've been led as a public to believe that more health care, more doctors, more medication will make us healthy, and it won't. And we haven't, as a group, been taught how to become healthy. There's no health truly empowering health curriculum that exists, which I hope the book fills that void, which is why I wrote it. So I totally agree with you, but I also agree with your observation that things are changing. I think for many reasons, the high cost of health care in the United States is probably in Canada. Well, Canada, you have socialized care, so that's different. But it is making a difference, and I think a lot of it has to do with the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. This generation does not want to experience the illnesses that our parents did, so they're much more proactive in general.
Tell me, the fast food industry, how is it getting away with what it's getting away with? Because when you go to one of these fast food places and you see the slop that people are just gouging themselves with, it looks like a chemical concoction out of a Frankenstein movie of the 50s, for goodness sake. This can't be good for us.
You're absolutely correct. One of the principles that I expound in the book is that we have to get away from processed foods completely, in particular fast foods. I totally agree with you. It's not really food. That's a misnomer. You're right. They're laboratory created chemicals that mimic food, but they are not truly food. They have no nutrient value, and that's the real problem. And that, in addition to not having nutrient value, they contain chemicals that are harmful to our health and well-being.
Doctor, you and I have to take a commercial break. Please stand by. Great having you with us. I love your energy. Exo Nation, Dr. Elaine Ferguson is our very special guest this hour. Her website, www.drelaine.com. That's drelaine.com. And the good doctor and I will be back on the other side of this two-minute commercial break as we continue here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to the X-Zone 724-365 around the world at www.xzoneradiotv.com or now by phone toll-free at 1-800-610-7035. Extension 610. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go away. Welcome back, everyone. This is the X-Zone. I am Rob McConnell. By the way, before we go on and get back to our fascinating guest this hour, Dr. Elaine Ferguson, the X Chronicles newspaper for November is out in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks. It'll be out. We have the big Christmas edition coming out. It'll be out by, let me see, Craig, when is the, it's going to be out by the 15th of December. And then on the 29th of December, we're going to be doing a special issue on predictions for 2015, our psychic edition. That's this year here in the X Zone. Dr. Elaine Ferguson is our special guest, www.drelaine.com. That's drelaine.com. You know, I watch TV and I find myself just shaking my head because here you've got all these food commercials or para food as I call it. And then you've got these different pharmaceutical companies that are advertising pills that you should, you know, that do this, that, and the other thing. Now, this, that, and the other thing takes up about 20 seconds. And then for about 40 seconds, it seems that they're telling you all the negative effects that somebody can get from these pills. So my question to you, doctor, is why in the name of God do they do this?
Oh, my. Well, it's a business, you know. Drug companies exist to make money, and they make it when people are sick. So they have a vested interest in disease. Mm-hmm. They're not about making people healthy per se, in the greater and most significant sense of the word. Drugs are primarily for symptom suppression. They do not address the primary causes of chronic diseases for the vast majority of the issues that we're dealing with in Western civilization, mm-hmm. heart disease, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, depression, anxiety, all those can be addressed with their lifestyle diseases more than anything else. And until mm-hmm. we address those, we're going to have more commercials and more illness.
Uh-huh. I go to the diet being a major part, and I believe it is because, mm-hmm. you know, it goes back to the old saying, garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about para foods before, but what is your opinion, Doctor, of all the GMO foods that are coming out?
Oh, my. I avoid them. I don't. Some of the studies that have mm-hmm. been not reported in mainstream media cause great concern about what they have done to animals. So I avoid them personally to the best of my ability. I focus on organic food, and that's what I recommend to the people that I coach and consult with these days. I also think that people recognize that these modified mm-hmm. foods are not healthy, and they don't want them. I don't know anybody's like, oh yeah, let me have more. I haven't met that person. I think we have an intuitive sense that something's very much amiss with these foods.
Yeah,
and some of the laboratory studies are confirming that in terms of what we're seeing with animals who are fed them primarily.
Big story in the news lately, Doctor, is Ebola.
Oh God!
I'm sure you get. You must get asked about Ebola 200 times a day.
I do.
At the risk of being the 201st person tonight to ask you this, is it as bad as some of the authorities and some of the news is making it out to be?
Well, let's put it in perspective.
Okay.
It is a hemorrhagic disease. Most people don't even know what it is, so let me briefly explain what it is.
Okay.
The virus causes certain responses in the immune system that triggers severe damage to organs, and that's the foundation in terms of how people die, how and why people die. It causes bleeding and literally significant tissue and organ dysfunction. However, what we know, and I haven't seen this reported in the media, but this is based on my research of the literature, that the people who get this infection and die from it are those with certain nutrient deficiencies. And I believe that's why we're seeing more deaths in African countries mm-hmm. where people are malnourished or not as well nourished as others are as we are in the Western world. And also they're living with other illnesses such as malaria and other infections that affect their immune system. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so that brings us back to what you and I were talking about before, diet.
Absolutely. We know in particular that selenium, which is a mineral that's very important to the body, selenium deficiency is one of the main reasons why this reaction, what we call a cytokine storm, these chemicals are released in massive amounts by the immune system, which causes the tissue damage and the organ failure. But that's regulated by selenium. So when people have adequate amounts of selenium, they don't have the cytokine storm. And I'm guessing that's why we're seeing a difference in terms of the healthcare professionals. We're coming back to the United States with disease. Most of them did not die. Of course, there's better treatment, but I think there's probably significant difference in their health status, which makes survival much more likely.
Being a physician in the United States, how do you think the CDC has handled the Ebola situation in the U.S. so far?
Well, I certainly think mistakes have been made, but I think the biggest mm-hmm. mistake, quite honestly, has been the over-reporting and the mass hysteria yep. that has been triggered in the media. I think that's the real issue. And I have told people, you have to remember, there was only, I think there's been four diagnosed cases in the United States. And the good news, which really hasn't been emphasized, is that number one, the gentleman that died from Liberia, other people who were exposed to him in his family, none of them got the disease.
That's right.
Now, the two nurses did, but his family members didn't. And we have the others who've come back, the doctor who, you know, traveled through New York City, no one got sick from that. The nurse who was on the airplane, mm-hmm. no one gets sick. So I remind people, we need to put this in perspective, because it definitely reminds me of what happened with HIV/AIDS 30 years ago when we had mass hysteria when that infection first appeared in the United States.
Yeah, I agree with you. The media, in my opinion, blew it way out of proportion, because in today's society, and you know, this upsets me too. You'll have no idea how upset I get with this. The media, and I'm part of it, I don't practice it. If it don't bleed, it don't lead.
Yeah, that's true. And that's, I tell you, people have asked me more questions about Ebola in the last month than any other health condition I've ever been asked about. And we're not going to die from Ebola. We're going to die from heart disease, diabetes, cancer, yeah. et cetera, and maybe a few people. I would be amazed if an outbreak occurred in the United States or in any developed country, similar to what we've seen in the three countries in particular, and in West Africa that's going on right now. I'd be very much surprised. It's a totally different situation.
See, I think that mainstream media should, you know, should focus in on, like you were talking about, heart disease, diabetes, getting better nutrition into the population so that they could take better care of themselves. And I also think that they should do a lot more coverage on stress, everyday stress, because I'm sure that stress plays a major part in our decreasing ability to fight off certain diseases.
You are absolutely 10,000% correct. We know, and we've known this for years, that in terms of physician visits, stress accounts for about 85 to 90% of all doctor visits, and it's either not addressed or it's inappropriately addressed by giving people anti-stress medications that really don't address the issue. Stress is a good thing in very small amounts,
right,
which is how our body was created. It's a response to, it's a protective response that we need to have. It ensures life, that we're able to appropriately respond mm-hmm. to danger. That's what the stress response is. Our problem is that we have so much psychological distress based on our perceptions that we are literally making ourselves sick. Now, I will also add, Rob, that we know that nutrient deficiencies contribute to the stress response. So mm-hmm. if we're malnourished, psychologically distressed, we are literally, we're just literally disease waiting to happen.
I remember as a child, you know, mom and dad and my brother, we'd sit down and we'd have breakfast together. And then, you know, mom and dad worked. Mom would come home first at times and make supper. TV dinners, are you kidding? Fast food, are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Mom, you had, number one, family unity. And I think this is a major thing that we're missing in today's society. Well, you had good, wholesome meals. Like if mom came home with dad at 6 o'clock, you didn't eat till 6:30. Or, you know, when we got older, we'd peel the potatoes, peel the carrots. Mom always made sure there was a small little garden in back for fresh vegetables. We played mm-hmm. outside. We did exercise by going to the ballpark and playing baseball, or going to the public swimming pool and going swimming, or going down to the river going, you know, going fishing. And then in the wintertime, we were booted outside. And if we complained to how cold it was outside, we were told to put on more clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting
mm-hmm.
down and watching TV, forget it.
Yeah, my background is very similar to yours. My mother was totally against eating at restaurants, yeah. And that was quite some time ago. And my parents did raise their foods, and we ate together. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. The food was healthier. I think the food was healthier that they raised, plus the food that we bought at the stores. And we know this now. The nutrient value is much less today compared to the food that was produced 30, 40, 50 years ago. Yeah. Significantly declined due to agribusiness. You're absolutely correct. And relationships are important. We know that children who eat meals with both parents are less likely to become juvenile delinquents and depressed and eating disorders. So
Doctor,
it's very important.
Doctor, stand by. You and I have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. ExoNation Dr. Elaine Ferguson is our very special guest this hour. www.drelaine.com. That's drelaine.com. We're going to be talking to the doctor more about her book, Super Healing. My name is Rob McConnell. Don't go away. Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. Dr. Elaine Ferguson is our very special guest this hour. She is an MD. She's not one of these internet doctors. She's the real McCoy. Her website is drelaine.com. That's drelaine.com. And she's the author of Super Healing. And before we get talking more about super healing, we've talked about stress. We've talked about how people really take better care of their cars. We've talked about parafoods, GMOs. We've talked about stress, and stress is a very important topic that people seem to put in the closet because they don't want to admit that they're weak. I don't understand why a person who is under a lot of stress thinks they're weak. What am I missing, doctor?
Well, I think I agree with you, and I think it speaks to our collective view of mental health issues and emotional issues in general.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So it is under the closet, and it's suck it up and just deal with it. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, from my experience, and personally and professionally, when you give people the tools that they can use to address stress, it's really easy. Because stress is really a dis-ease of perception. We are perceiving a situation that we probably have no control over, but we always have a choice. We always have control over our response to the situation. And that's what most people don't realize. They just think it's a knee-jerk response and I can't control it. That's not true. You can really pay attention to yourself and change that perception. And there are ways to do it. You can do it through breathing. You can do it through affirmations, meditation, visualizations, even laughter. I tell people when you're really stressed and you can't stop thinking those thoughts, go watch a comedy movie or watch a funny show, and that will stop you. You know, it will stop that the release of those damaging hormones that make us more susceptible to these diseases that we really don't want.
When I was growing up, and I'm sure the same was when you were growing up, Doctor, kids didn't have ADHD. They weren't given Ritalin. You know, I can't remember any of these things happening when I was a kid. Is it because they weren't there, or was I just oblivious to it?
Well, I think it wasn't as prevalent as it is today. ADD was recognized back in the 1800s. But it was extremely rare. Now it is a pandemic, if you will. Everybody has it. And one of the things, when I was practicing 20 years ago, I found that teachers were making the diagnosis and insisting on children being medicated, which was just utterly ridiculous to me. And now we know, once again, a lot of it is nutritional. We know that these parafoods, as you call it, and other things. In particular, omega-3 fatty acid deficiency is contributing to ADD, as well as the chemicals, the dyes, and you know the monosodium glutamate, and all those other things that aren't good. The child's brain is very vulnerable and very sensitive to chemicals. So when we take those things out of their diet, we get normal kids again.
How about aspartame? I'm dead against it.
I totally, completely agree with you. It should have never been approved by the FDA. And we know it's a toxin. It literally overexcites and kills brain cells. The same for MSG. Those two chemicals, which are laced in foods throughout the parafoods system, as well as processed foods and canned foods, are just toxins. I avoid them to the best of my ability. And one thing a lot of people don't know is that they are included in processed or can be included in processed organic foods.
I also know for a fact that aspartame is in some children's vitamins.
It's in a lot of medications also.
It's
utterly ridiculous.
How can a person purchasing a copy of Super Healing help themselves to understand what their engine needs so that they can help themselves to be healthier, not only physically, not only mentally, but the third component that you practice, doctor, is spirituality, which I believe in totally. Mm-hmm. How can your book help them?
Well, the way the book was written, and thank you for that question, it's not just a book filled with information. It has great information. The latest research I included throughout every chapter, but at the end of each chapter is a questionnaire for the reader to answer about particular aspects of his and her health. And those questionnaires are the foundation for the 40-day action plan, because the book was created to empower and inspire people to take charge of their health, and the action plan walks you through everything you need to do to improve your health and well-being over a 40-day period. The reader gets to design his or her program, because there's so many good things to choose from nowadays. So that's why I wrote the book, and that's why it was written in that particular format.
How about obesity? How does your book handle obesity? Because we're an obese society. We truly are. Mm. You know, it's everywhere you look, you see obesity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty scary, and it's happened very quickly.
Yeah.
And do you know that one of the leading causes of obesity is MSG? Did you know that?
No, doctor, I didn't.
Yes. MSG is fed to laboratory animals to make them fat. They're not given extra calories. They're given MSG. So just think about how ubiquitous it is in our food system. And I'm sure it is a significant contributor to the obesity that we are witnessing today. That's a big part of it. And of course, the other part is the calories, the extra calories, the empty calories, and the lack of exercise. Absolutely, those play a role, but a big component is MSG.
How come MSG has not been removed by the FDA? Just like aspartame. They know the dangers. They know the dangers. The clinical proof is there. And yet they refuse to take it. Is this because Big Pharma has a bigger grasp in the pockets of Washington than the population who desperately needs a shakeup within the administration?
I can only assume so. That would be my honest guess. That there are financial forces that make it virtually impossible for people who probably want to do the right thing to do it. It's very difficult to unapprove something that's been approved, especially when you see how much money these chemicals are making for the companies that own them. So, yeah, it's really tragic. But again, this speaks to the need for people to be empowered and aware and understand that no one is going to take care of you as well as you take care of yourself.
Exactly. And people don't realize that when they go to see the doctor, they can ask the doctor or make suggestions like it's your body, for goodness sake. If the doctor prescribes something that you don't want to take or that you don't know, ask questions. It's your right.
Absolutely. It's very difficult for people to do that, especially when they're feeling sick and are, and feel that their health is in the doctor's hands. But I tell my friends and family who ask me about that, well, I don't want to tell my doctor I'm taking vitamins. You need another doctor then.
Yeah.
You need someone, you need a partner, someone who is your advocate, who helps to empower you, not someone that's your authority figure that dictates what you must and should do. That's not what a doctor should be about these days. It is our role to help our patients in any and every way that we can appropriately.
I had a conversation a couple of years ago, doctor, with a top research doctor who specializes in cancer research. And I was told point blank by this doctor, the cure for cancer is there. It's there. However, cancer will cost, the curing of cancer and other diseases that the cures have already been established, they've been found and suppressed, because there would be too much money lost within the health industry. It's no longer a humanitarian system. It's a cash cow business. And we humans are the cows.
Unfortunately, that's very true, and I would agree with the researcher. There have been cures for cancer since the early 20th century that are known that have been suppressed. And I'm sure there's cures for other diseases as well. So, yes, it's very unfortunate that financial considerations supersede everything else. But again, we have to. It's best to stay healthy and stay out of the system.
Yeah. Speaking about
for so many reasons.
Speaking about the system, what's your take on Obamacare?
Well, I don't think it's very affordable, I'll put it like that, in terms of what I've seen happen with the deductibles. Many people have told me that their deductible is $5,000 or $10,000. So let's put it like this. Every other country that's developed has some form of socialized medicine. So in this, that sense, I think it is we do have the right to health care. We should have the right to access to health care. But before that, we should have the right to have access to health. So we don't need to have access to health care as much if we're healthy.
Yes, but if
and
you
therein
have...
lies...
Exactly. Therein lies the problem, because if you get people healthy... People aren't making as much money. People are living longer. They don't need the pharmaceuticals. They don't need the hospital care. That'll put a lot of nurses out of business. The hospital's closing. My goodness, it'll be a financial fiasco.
I don't think it will. I think that those precious resources that we're using to treat people can be redirected into other avenues of the economy.
I agree. I was being very facetious when I said that.
I thought you were.
Yeah.
I thought you were.
You know, I've said this before. When did it change from we the people to I the person?
Good point.
People have a strength that they don't even know they have, and it's called a vote. It's called a voice.
Absolutely.
You know, and in today's society, it seems that people are being suppressed. You know, Big Brother is putting their thumb on the people who want to rise, but if you get enough pressure on the bottom side of a thumb, you can push it up. And I think that this is going to happen very shortly. What is the main focus that you want to get across to the world, doctor, about your book, Super Healing?
I think the main focus, Rob, is to afford the reader and the world the opportunity to understand truly how magnificent they really are. This body, I tell you, the best thing I learned in medical school was how awesome and wondrous the physiology, the functioning, and the structure of the body, the human body, really is. It is magnificent. And it does things without any need for our conscious participation.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that millions of chemical reactions are going on at this very moment in the 50 trillion cells that we have to support us and sustain us. And if you but understood how truly magnificent the body is, it would totally change your perception of your physical body, of yourself, to understand what you are capable of. And that capacity includes vibrant health and well-being. That's our birthright. Mm-hmm. We were not born to be sick. We were born to be healthy.
So where do we start? Should we redo the educational system when it comes to the teaching of, when I went to school, they had a health class, and it was every day, and you learned about nutrition, you learned first aid, you learned about physiology. It helped you grow up, and my grandchildren don't take that in school. My children didn't take that in school. It's like, all right, what you do is on the lunch break, you don't go to the cafeteria because that's crap food. What you do is you go to the local store, you get a bag of potato chips and a big bottle of Diet Pop, and away you go because it's healthy. You're eating vegetables and you're drinking aspartame. No, you're not. You're killing yourself at a speed that you have no idea what you're doing. So what do we do, doctor? What do we do here?
This is where the family comes in again. It is incumbent upon the family, the mother, the father, to become healthy mm-hmm. so they can teach their children. We can't wait for the educational system to do this. We have to do this ourselves.
Yeah.
And the information is available, and I've seen people do this. And children, oh my goodness, children normally become the leaders because once they have that good, healthy food and once they become active, they don't want to go back to that crap they were doing before. They see the difference, and
yeah.
fortunately, they are much more honest than we as adults are because they don't have all the veils of misperception
yeah.
that we've developed.
And they're not as lazy as we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a sit-down, drive-through society. You know, you drive through to the coffee shop, you drive to the mm-hmm. to the hamburger joint. Do you realize now they have even, I mean, besides the banking industry, drive-through pharmacies, they even have drive-through funeral homes. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we're not going to app our way to better health either.
Oh, God, no.
Apps are great. You know, that's what everybody's, oh, let's get an app. It's the blueprint for health is within ourselves.
Yeah.
We just have to do what it needs.
Doctor, stand by, my friend. You and I have to take our commercial break. We'll be back on the other side as we wrap up this hour here in the X-Zone with our special guest, Dr. Elaine R. Ferguson. She's an MD. She's also an author, the author of Super Healing. It's available at drelaine.com, drelaine.com. We'll both be back on the other side of this commercial break as we continue here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and around the world on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, the Good News Radio Network, terrestrial stations, and satellite providers right around this great, big, beautiful planet of ours. We'll be back. Don't go away. And welcome back, everyone. Dr. Elaine Ferguson is our special guest this hour. She's the author of Super Healing, and her website is drelaine.com. That's drelaine.com. First of all, Dr. Elaine, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a great pleasure having you on. I love the way that you approach medicine because I've been a firm believer in the what I call the medical trinity, body, mind, and spirit, for so many years. It's great to know that serious doctors like yourself are looking at the trio. Besides, where can listeners buy a copy of your book?
Well, thank you for your kind words, Rob. And the book is available at bookstores, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and any bookstore can get the book. readily available.
And, you know, this would be an ideal gift for someone you love and care for, because you want to keep your loved ones around. And by showing them that you care in a way that you're saying, I want you to take care of yourself. I want you to learn. I don't want you to eat parafoods. I don't want you to eat chemical swill. I don't want you to drink aspartame in your diet pop. I don't want you to eat MSG. It's that time of the year where many people are going to go out and food binge. So why not give them something that will show your love? And as Dr. Elaine said, then, you know, it's available at her book, which is entitled Super Healing, is available at bookstores as well as online. And visit her website, www.drelaine.com. Dr. Elaine, what is your final message that you'd like to leave with the members of the Exo Nation tonight?
Well, Rob, thank you so much for having me. The final message is that you can do it.
Yeah.
You can be healthy. You can have the health that you desire and you deserve, because that is your birthright. We were designed magnificently and wondrously to experience a good life. And if you don't have that, then you're not living your life to its fullest. And I believe that our health is our greatest wealth, because as that Geritol commercial used to say, when you've got your health, you've got just about everything. And that is so true. So I hope that they'll be inspired. You don't have to get the book. I hope you do, but I hope they will be inspired to take charge of their health in a way that they may not have considered before.
When you're out speaking, doctor, what is the number one question that you get asked?
That's a good question. Beyond Ebola, I'm normally asked, why do I have to exercise?
Oh, you're kidding. People really need to ask that question?
I do. Why do I have to do this? It's so boring.
Well, let's say you're 700 pounds, mister. Maybe that's why you should exercise. You know, instead of doing push-ups, do pushes away from the kitchen table or the restaurant table. My God.
And the other question I get asked almost as often is about family history, because people have been led to believe that if a parent or a grandparent or aunt or uncle or sibling had a disease, or if these diseases run in their family, mm-hmm. that they're at risk. And fortunately, we know now that it's not our genes that determine our destiny. It's how we live. And how we live turns on healthy genes or turns on disease-producing genes. And that's why chronic diseases run in families, because of the way that they live, not their genetic predisposition.
And you see, that's why we had you on the show tonight, doctor, so that you can try and explain to the listeners around the world how they can help themselves. And you know what? It's been a great honor talking to you. Please take care of yourself, doctor, and I look forward to the next time you join us here in the X-Zone.
Thank you.
Take care,
ma'am.
Bye-bye. Exo Nation, Dr. Elaine Ferguson has been my guest. The name of her book is Super Healing, and it's available online and at bookstores. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with the news. Don't go away.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.